Okay, the plan is over the next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, I chose a sugya towards the end of Cheskes Habatim, to deal with different Zeichel Mikdash sugyas, because it has to do not only at the end here of Baba Basra as one of the main sources, but as you'll see tomorrow, it comes up, we'll see there are different types of Zeichel Mikdash, and we'll see how it's going to creep up in a lot of things that we do come Pesach time. A lot of the things that we come Pesach time will be our transition then to go start learning a little Arabic Pesach. Okay? So, today, I asked you to see a piece of Gemara that deals with the Avelus of the Chorban. And the Gemara, we're in the third Y line on Samach Amad Beis. The Gemara states, Tanu Rabbanu, Kishacharav HaBayit B'Shniyah. When the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabu Prushim B'Yisrael, Shelo Lechol Basar Shelo Lishtot Yayin. No more wine, no more meat. Why? Why is that true? Because of mourning, pain. Right, that's a simple pshat. Okay. Nitpal lehen Rabbi Yoshua. Amar lehen, he said, hold on one second. Bini. Nipnei ma iatem ochlim basar biinatem shotim yayin. Why is it? Why are you not doing it? Amru lo. They answered it. Nechal basar shemimenu makrivin al gabi amizbeach. Achshav batel. How can you eat the basar? It's going to give us, going to make us nauseous about what we're not able to do anymore. We used to be makriv on the mizbeach. Now it's batel. Nishtei yayin. That we would have wine libations. Sheminaschem al gabi amizbeach. Achshav batel. Amru lehen. If you want to be so frum, keep going. In game, lechem lo nechal. Don't eat bread. Shekvar batlu menachos. So Gemara says, seemingly, no. Efshe b'peirus. No. I could still eat bread. Okay. Efshe b'peirus. Right. The truth is, right, according to the Rashbam, it's true. I should get away from bread. And I could last on fruit. Then the Gemara says, hold on one second. Because what do you have? Noom. Help me out. Bikurim. Peros lo nechal shekvar bitlu bikurim. So the Gemara answers, no, efshe b'peros acherim. Because we know bikurim is only from shavimine. I don't have a lot of energy today, so you got to help me, please. Efshar b'mine acherim. Gemara asks, haba mayim lo nishtem. Shekvar batel nisuch hamayim. Arkan, the Gemara says, shatku. They were quiet. They didn't know what to answer. Omer lehen b'ni. Bo v'omer lachem. He says, come, and I'll tell you. Shelo lihit avel kol ikar. Not to have any avelos at all. E efshar. That we can't do. Why? Shekvar Nigzera gzera, because the gzera has already happened. The decree has already been decreed. Uli tabel yotermi dai. But to what? To do what you've asked for, which is water and everything like that. That's also impossible. Yef shar. Why? Shein gozrin gzera al tzibur elam kein rov atzibur yichon lamod ba. Because we have a rule that we learned from Malachi that says you cannot make a gzera on the tzibur unless they're able to what? Hold it. Dichtiv ba-me'ira atem ne'arim voti atem kov'im ha-goy kulo. It's only when the goy kulo is able to, or rov can get it. As a result of that, therefore, comes Rabbi Yeshua and says, what is then the right equation? What we do as an avelus nowadays, zecher lemikdash, elakach amru chachamim, and this is brought down l'shulchan aruch, which I asked you to see, tafkuf samech, sar adam et beito basid, u'mishayer bo davar muat, v'kama amrav Yosef, ama al ama, amrav chizda kineged ha-pesach. When a person has a new house, he leaves over an amal amah by the Pesach. Correct? The Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, very interestingly, says this is only true by a house, not by a Beis Knesses or a Beis Medrash. Only by your house you have to leave over that. Then nobody's ever seen a Beis Knesses or a Beis Medrash have. You have seen it? We not have it. Okay. Just telling you the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadol, doesn't. The truth is, I was thinking Mitzat Svara. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be a Mikdash Me'at. You know? Mitzat Svara, it can make sense. But the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadol says not to.
What? It can make sense that it's not. It's already in itself a Zefer.
Right, 100%. I'm saying it's interesting that Rina does it. Interesting. Okay, now we move on. Ose Adam, a second Hanhaga. People do Ose Adam Kol Tzar Chisuda Umishayer Davar Muat Mahi Amar Papa. It means you have to put all the different needs of your Suda and you leave over a little bit. What's that little bit? It's a nice fish. Kisa Daharsana. A third piece. Ose Isha Kol Tachshiteha Umishayer Davar Muat. She can put all of her jewelry, but she leaves over a little bit. And what is that? Amarav bat sa'ada, something with her hair, holding her hair. And then Shinamar, where do we know that we have to do these things? Imeshkachich Yerushalayim tishkach imini tidbak l'shoni lechiki. Arkan Gemara. This is where we have the three things in Siman Tav Kuf Samach that we do all year round. Zeichel Amikdash. I asked you to focus on one line in the Gemara, which was, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua, when speaking to these Prushim, says, look guys, Shaloli Tabel Kol Ikar Iefshar. Not to mourn at all that you can't do. Shekvar Nigzara Gzeru. So here the Rashbam said what? Shekvar Nigzara Gzeira Chorban. Because the Gzeira Chorban already was decreed. Vinit Chayavnu Lihitabel. And we're Chayav to mourn. Vichtiv Sisu Itamasos Koam Itablim Aleha. This is very important. This is very important. Okay? This you've seen, you saw in some of the Rishonim and Achronim here. But what's the issue here? Shekvar nigzera gzera. So it says the korban's happened already. So there are different achronim explain the question in different ways on the Rashbam. Some of you saw the Rashash. How did the Rashash understand this question? In the back, anybody see the Rashash? Okay. He wants to claim that a gzera is
atid.
Not sure I 100% agree, but interesting. Definitely interesting. There's the Rashash there. Everybody saw that? Okay, just to read it very quickly. Where's that Rashash? It's where? Where? What Mefarshim? I have the fancy one. Bottom of the Marsha. What is it? I'm in the fancy one. There it is, Yaakov Mefarsh. Daf Lamed?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what you just said. But okay. I'm on page Lamed. Hagot v'chishu dushi ha-rashash.
Top left, bottom right.
What's what?
Five lines off to the right. Deeper Machos,
Mardi. Yeah, why don't you read it? I see it. Go ahead, why don't you read it? So, what was bothering him is that the Gemara started out saying the Chorban already happened already. So what he's saying is there's a gzeira in the future. The Chorban already happened already. Go ahead.
V'yoter,
Lefaresh.
Shekvar Gazru, Shekhaid, and Lehita Bel.
Shekvar Gazru. Right? What they should have said is what? That there was already the gzeira that? That you're chayiv to me, you're chayiv to mourn. Okay. Rashbam, the Ratzal Omar, yeah, what does that mean?
That you want to say that the destruction will be until the end?
No. Shetieh bechorbana, it's going to be in its destructive state until the time of the Geula. How does he see that within the Rashbam? Yeah. So, yeah, how do you see his explanation on the Rashbam?
He's saying that the reason that the destruction will still be seen as a decree in the future.
Yeah.
Means that the destruction is going to not until the goodness. There's still a decree for the future
if
the destruction.
You hear what Sammy just said? He wants to say that this is, it's not only that it happened in the past, but it's what? It's a constant that it's going to continue on into the future. Very nice. Everybody hear what Sammy just said? Beautiful. That's one way to understand. But I'm not sure everyone understood that was the actual problem of Shkvar Nigzer Gzera. That Nigzer Gzera is always Lashon Atid. That's how the Rosh Hashanah understood it. You saw I asked you to see two other Mefarshim to explain this, and I'd like, with your permission also, to reread the Rashbam again at the end also, differently than Sammy just read it also. First, the Marsha. The Marsha, everyone open the Marsha, the one that everyone got through at least a quarter of. No one's blaming anybody. It's definitely hard. I learned it with my son yesterday also. Not easy. You have to look up the psukim. Not simple. We'll go through most of it now. Marsha. The Marsha says, "V'yesh l'daktek, t'mah hiksha lahem." He says the whole question about water and bread, that's a ridiculous question. That's the basic necessities. The Ema, why not just answer? Man can't live without them. As opposed to, those are what we call pleasures. Quick. Tosvot parentheses. What is the quick Tosvot parentheses? You'll remember this forever. Last time we had a Siman Rav, remembering forever. Hopefully now it's a Daf Lamed Zayin and Brachos, remembering based on this Marsha. We're going to remember this one forever, which is what? Most of us make a Bracha Aborim Nefashot when we have a good ice cream. And I'm not sure how many of us actually understand the bracha that we say. So let's quickly go over it, because not everyone agrees the different interpretation. It's very connected to what I just read. Borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan. So borei nefashot rabot means what? Hashem created many people, many souls, many people. Now the next word is very difficult. I don't know if you've ever thought about it. V'chesronan. I mean, I'm eating, I'm talking about all my good food, and now I'm talking, what's v'chesronan mean? My lacking. Perfect. Weird, right? So, well, the simple pshat, which many of us, if we haven't thought about, is that it means our lacking. Okay, it's a little weird. So therefore, Tosos in the Beis Yosef brings down that that's not what it means. Rather, he says as follows. I always have this in mind. Borei nefashot rabot v'chesronan. V'chesronan comes from a pasuk that says, kol machzurecha alai. Hashem says, all of your basic necessities are on me. What are the basic necessities? Bread and water. Okay? Borei nefashot rabot v'chesronon. And then what's the next part of the bracha? Al kol ma shebarata. What's that referring to? Everything else, i.e. ice cream and succulent steaks and everything that's not basic necessities. And the shver part of the pshat is that the lahachayos bahem nefesh kochai goes back on the chesronan. Okay, the chesronan is the basic necessity, so it's lahachayos bahem nefesh kochai, to be able to suscitate you, to give you basic nutrients. Baruch Cheol Amin, God is the giver of life. Ad kan, the parentheses, the idea of bread and water being the basic necessities, and that's what it means. V'chesronan. I close the parentheses. We move back on. We move back in the Marsha. Gam ma shepirish Rashbam the efsher bepeiro teishivu haprushim shenifrosh gam min alechem hu dachuk sharei lo yishivu klum the lama lo yifrishu mitchila rak mi basar v'yayin v'lo pirishu gam alechem. Why not from the beginning just go also from bread? That's an obvious question. If you can have fruits, v'od kasha, sha'omar, this is for us, the major piece, sha'omar shelo litabel kol ikar, e'efshar, not to have any avelis at all, I can't, shekvar nigzer, gzero, excuse me, uperish rashbam, gzeras chorban, v'havele lomar, shekvar nechrav abayis. Okay, right. So that's the same question, right? Which is what it should have said. It should have said what? You can't do what? You can't not mourn because what happened? It's not a gzeras chorban, but it's already chorban mamish. There was a chorban bayis mamish. So what is the Rashbam coming to teach me by saying this word gzeras chorban? Just say it black and white. Shekvar necharav habayit. According to the Rashash, how Sammy explained it, is that what he's coming to tell me, that you have to, it's going to be continued avelos until the gula time. So that makes sense, and therefore you have a chiv avelos. But what is going on here? What is this va'od? What is this concept? Shaloli tabel kolikar yefshar shekvar nigzara. Gzera. Then he continues going on. Is this the point where people started getting stuck? Yes or no? So I'll read it for you. The main thing I want to get to, I mean, for you to get this, you would have had to read the Psukim in Tanakh well. How many people did that? Elad, did you look up the Pasuk Malachi? Oh. So have a little nachas. Okay, a couple guys. Okay, hopefully, if you ever want to learn properly, you got to look up the psukim. Look up the psukim. Okay, yesterday I spent a long time looking up the psukim to try to understand what's going on here. Okay, vod kasha perish hamikra b'me'ira tem ne'arim. Okay, it says with fidrash zeh. He says the simple pshat of the pasuk over there is that what God wants you to be giving what? Maaser. And instead, what are you doing? You're stealing. Okay? The question is, what the Marsha says is, Ma inyan shmita etzel har sina. What does one thing have to do with anything? Here we're talking, what does that have to do with ein gozrin gzeirat tzibor? Ain goes in exer unless a robot ziba yichon lamuba. It has nothing to do with the pshuto shel mikra whatsoever. But you have to look at the pshuto shel mikra to understand what I just said. Another strong question that he asks, which is what? I skip one line for a second. He says, "V'chi mi shein lo bayit lasud v'lasot suda v'tachshitin yishkach Yerushalayim." Hold on, before that, what does he say? I don't have a big house. Not all of us can either be in LA or it could be in beautiful London to have a beautiful house. Not everybody can have it. Okay, so what? I can't mourn Yerushalayim or the beautiful jewelry, right? Strong question. Furthermore, his last question is, if you looked up the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, how many people looked up the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah? And Dav Gimel, zero. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm hoping tomorrow. What?
It didn't tell us what Dav. It said.
Really? Perak Avodah Zarah.
That's all.
Do you not have a footnote? I have a nice footnote. My thing that says Daf Gimel Amud Bet.
I don't think I do.
Not only that, later on in the Marsha, he actually quotes. Okay? Tomorrow when we... Meaning, we're not finished. Tomorrow when we do these sugyos, please look everything up. Because we're going to get into serious lumdas, but you cannot only understand it when you look up the psukim. Okay? He ends up saying... The next question is our famous song, Imeshkachech Yerushalayim, the Pashtus, it has nothing to do with Am Yisrael in the Galut, but rather it's talking about the Levites. It's talking about the Levites that are singing. This is Altosus and Daf Gimel and Beis. Imeshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. I'll read for you the Tosfos, Pashti Dekra, Kach. Imeshkachech Yerushalayim. If I will forget Jerusalem, Shenashir Shir Hashem al Admat Nechar, that I will sing Shir Hashem. It's talking about the Levim. That I'll sing Shir Hashem on a foreign land. Tishkach Yimini, you should forget my right hand, Milan Again Bekinor, to be able to what? To play the harp. Tidbak Lishoni Lechiki, and my what? My tongue should be then attached to my palate. Im Erzel, the Shorer Bepet, if I want to conduct with my mouth. Im Lo Eskirechi, if I'll not forget Yerushalayim. Says the Marsha, the simple pshat of the Pasuk has got to do nothing with remembering Golos. It's talking about the Levim being able to make sure that they themselves, when they're singing, remember Yerushalayim. Vinire, says the Marsha, let's see how he answers the Gzeru. And he says it right in the first line. Vinira. Did everyone get this line here? How he answered it? Vinira Shapirushim Vadai. Sorry. Shaprushim. These Prushim. What are they trying to do? Vadai Ra'u Laso Zecher L'chol Davar. Hanechsar Lanu Bashkacha Meitoyit Barach. What do they want to do? They want to do a Zecher because they realize that it was not what? Mikre. That it was a gzera, shekvar nigzera gzera. What does it mean for him? Therefore, it's what? It's that which we're missing. There's a chorban, and therefore there's hashkacha. V'lo b'mikra ba'alma. It's not just by chance. And therefore, he continues. They went to Rabbi Yoshua, and they says, let's no more bread, no more wine, because we know it's not just by chance. It's not just by chance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking away these things. It's because of our actions. And Rabbi Yeshua said to them, no, it's true. Rabbi Yeshua Nami, have a yada shapir de davar shi efshar belav achi. Vada di efshar lifrosh. Right? He says, obviously, you can't get away from everything. V'chulam edivrei Rabbi Yeshua, shamalei imkein lechem nami lo nechal, defshar meperos, aperos, dezaimin nami. He says, all those things are all simple. You don't even have to keep going with in water. What are you talking about? It's not true with water. You can have orange juice. You can keep going. So what he wants to say is, what's the idea? Third line, at least on my thing. What is Rabbi Yeshua answering them? Yeshar, why can't you not mourn at all? You can't not mourn, my double negative. Shekvar nigzeru gzeira. Shaya chorban. Lav dafka, talking about the chorban abayis, says the Marsha. But what it's talking about? There was a chorban of gzeiras ha-shamayim. This is what? There was a chorban here. There was a gzeira min ha-shamayim. And don't think that this is what? Mikre, v'lo b'mikre. That's what I would underline here. V'ro'oi latei lev lazet v'litein zikaron. K'mo shekasuv. Kama. And therefore, you have to what? Pay attention to make sure that you do not what? Forget. clear how now the Marsha explains this. Shekvar nigzeru gzera is gzeras ha-chorban. It's not dafka the chorban abayis. It's just a concept that it's a theological statement. Shelo litabel kol ikar. That's called being cruel. Because why? There was obviously a gzera min ha-shamayim here. And when there are things taken away from us, we have to pay attention. Clear?
And what? Answer any of those questions?
So far, I answered all of those questions. Meaning, say, well, I'm going to answer the Yerushalayim one right now. Meaning, his main question now was, why does the Rashbam answer the language Gzeras Chorban and not say Shekvar Necharav Habayit? Because he says that's not the issue of Necharav Habayit. The main thing is that Rabbi Yeshua is trying to assist them or guide them to say that what? Lo bitabel kol ikar, that you can't do, shekvar nigzer gzera, which means what? There's a gzera sachorba. What does gzera sachorba mean? There's a gzera mina shamayim, and you cannot ignore that. And you have to what? You definitely have to do something. But then he continues, you can't do too much, because as we know, ain atzibor, keva chein roba tzibor yicholim, la modbach. Okay? And then he connects it, but since you didn't see the pesukim right now, I'm not going to do it because I want to get to the chassam sofer also. He connects it to the simple pshat of the pasuk there in Malachi. And then if you skip two more lines, he then says, so then how do you see? Not like the pshat of Imeshkachech Yushalayim. The pshat was the Levim according to Tosfo. So he says a beautiful pshat. Because he says, if you look at it, Al Narod Babel Sham Yashavnu, Gambachino, all those that are in Lashon, Rabbi. Okay? So what he says is, the Arkan Medaber B'Lashon Rabbi, Kisham She'et Elnu V'Gomer, Eich Nashir V'Gomer, the Kan im Eshkachech is B'Lashon Yachi, im Eshkachech. Mitam Zeh, that's where they get it from. Darshu Nami Hacha, Deino Mechubra L'mal. This pasuk is detached from the Levim's concept, as Tosfos had said. But it's talking about Lekol Yachid Meisrael Shelo Yishkach HaChorban, that you should make sure that you don't forget the Chorban. And there are many things that you have to make sure not to do, including the Vada Yinyan Ashir Hu Aser Begaluteinu Lekol Yisrael B'Shabez. The Gemara in Gittin says about listening to certain songs, etc. So he ends up continuing going on about the concept of Shekvar Nigzera Gzera. Is that what? The whole idea is if something is taken off, it's Ashkacha. There's Ashkacha, and therefore, as the Rambam in Hilchot Taniyot says, if something happens in this world and you just say it's Mikret, it's Achzariut. And therefore, you have to what? You have to do something. Now you have to be balanced because Ein Atzibur Yachol Lamod if it's too much. You don't see it?
I'm going to answer his first question about why the Prushim.
Why the Prushim?
They didn't answer that there was a difference between bread and wine, bread, water, and meat and wine.
He had said that he knew. He understood all those things. He goes on to say all those things. It was so posh he didn't even need to answer. That wasn't my major. I'm answering on the major piece over here. The Chassam Sofer had a third pshat of Shekvar Nigzeru Gzeru. Have a look at the Chassam Sofer. What's the third pshat of the Chassam Sofer? Elias, did you see the Chassam Sofer? Third pshat. Let's do it. Third pshat. And then everyone please open up to the Rashbam again. While looking at the Chassam Sofer, make sure you turn back please to Daf Samech Amud Bet. Everyone, please look at the Chassam Sofer. What does the Chassam Sofer say? Sam Sofer says a third pshat. It's not like the Rashbam who says, talking about the future, or the Rashash, talking about the future. The Marsho talks about it's exeras, a chorban, not chorban abayis. But it's just general. It's not dafka the bias. It's general. When we lose things, you need to be able to pay attention that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chassam Sofer. Anybody do it? It feels comfortable?
At the beginning.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. I'll help you out.
So what is it? Why did the Perushim by second base of Mikdash think that they had to have more than by the first one by just having four fasts?
I like that question a lot. Just for the record, I really like this question. Right? Why is this any worse than Churban Bayis Rishon? Right? Churban Bayis Rishon, we know, was more holy, had the Shekhinah. Right? Why did the Nevi'im feel that they needed to mourn more? It's a great question, Melech Samson. Not that he needs my haskama, but I always love this question. Yeah, Dad. Well, maskana.
The maskana, Nami, Tishi, the Asru was so based on Ella UK, the Sharim.
Amma.
Amma, right? That's.
Gemara continues, right?
Wait, I can stop there.
Well, keep going.
Okay,
Abkan, right? His second question is what? Maskana, what do we see? We know that nowadays, what do we have to do? We talked about these three things of Zechel and Mikdash. That when you build a house, you have to leave over Amma by Amma, by the Sudo, and by the Tachshitim. Okay, which we didn't see by Bayit Rishon. Third and final question, which we've seen by every other Rishon and Achron now already, is what? Well, not Rishon, but more Achron. Yeah? Yeah. Well, almost. Right? Read it well. Gam liyashev. Kama. Ma loshon gzera. What is this Lashon Gzeira? Right? That's the question that the Marsha asked. The Kvar Amar Alzeh Marsha Chelek Aleph Ayin Sham and the Rashbam. Okay. The Rashbam Maifi Alzeh. The Rashbam brings on this. Go ahead.
What's this? Chelek Aleph?
Yeah. Amar Zeh Marsha Chelek Aleph Ayin Sham.
Ayin Sham. Rashbam.
Sisu
Ita
Aleha. Does everybody, you know what that, we know what he's quoting?
Yirmiyah.
Not Yirmiyah, Yeshaya. Okay, look, everyone, please look at the Rashbam that I asked you to keep open. Shekvar Nigzera Gzera. The Rashbam is saying that there is a Gzeras Chorban. Vinitchayavnu liitabel, dichtiv sisu itam masos, kolam itablim aleham. And what does he say here? Uma ishaicha hacha. What is this pasuk in Yeshayahu, which is talking about nechama? It's talking about. Literally, Nechama, let me quote you the Pesukim a little bit, of Yeshayahu. We know Yeshayah is the Navi of Nechama. Literally, these Pesukim that the Rashbam quotes is the Chiyuv for Avelos of Zecher LaMikdash. This Pasuk, guys, just listen to what is literally sandwiching these Pesukim. Simchu et Yerushalayim, vigilu ba kolo abeah. Be happy. Sisu itam masos, kolam itablim aleh. Leman timku svatem ishod tanchumeh. Meaning you're going to be getting the tanchumim right away. Leman tamotzu vitanagtem miziz kvoda. Skipping a pasuk. Ki ish asher imo tenachamenu. Kein anochi anachemchem uvu Yerushalayim tenuchamu. You're going to get a nechama. So ask the Chasam Sofer, what does this have to do with the Avelos of this tremendous simcha, this idea of nechama? What is going on? Ad kan, kama. They're just put together. Nira lefia nius daiti. God, JG, reading beautiful.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Come back. Four lines in.
Four lines in.
Yeah. You see it?
I don't. It's the really long.
It's the really long Rashi Tevos. It's not really one Rashi Tevos. It's Arkan, comma. Nir lefia nius daiti. Here gives his answer. Kitzo.
What's the hash of ayin?
Ayin, 70.
Yeah, 70. Ayin shayin. Yizayishu, Yishu, ayin so was man.
Oho!
Whereas manahu, bo ayu, bo ayin banu, yiz ayin. Elobi yom she arubo. What's this thing?
Me orot.
The orot of Israel.
Ainu.
Ainu dal et zomos.
Kama, explain.
So,
By the Chorban Bayis Rishon.
Yeah, when it was Yisgal, they were put into Galus, it was shorter, only 70 years.
Right? It was a set. It was fixed. Right? We just finished Purim.
Yes.
That everyone had their cheshbonos. But it was a set 70 years. And therefore what?
Therefore, you know, it wasn't as bad.
No, that we knew exactly when to be Avail on the day that the big things happened. Right, those arbat somot. That's when you should be doing avelos, and that's why we have slichos, and that's why we have all these big things that we do throughout the year. But what's the stark contrast? Yitzchak Lustman, read for me. Ach bayit sheni.
Viyoma.
Zmanehu. Kama. So he's quoting Yerushalmi that says what? That we know that the Chorban Bayit Sheni is not what? There is no set time. And every single day is what? It's considered that it's a new Chorban that's happening presently. That's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that every day that we don't rebuild the base of Megiddo, it's as if you've destroyed it. You might have heard this when you're on Tisha B'Av, when you're in camps. And a lot of people are always like, oh, how am I supposed to connect it? It happened so long ago. Truth is, it didn't happen. If we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, then we're destroying the base of Megiddo every single day. It's not an Avelus Chadasha, it's an Avelus Yeshana. It's Avelus Chadasha. And therefore, Tochelet Mimushacha, he's quoting a pasuk now, Machalat Leif. It's basically pulling at your heart. It's a sickness. Okay, keep reading. V'da'avon nafesh. Shekvar nigzeru gzeira. What is he saying? This is a heart-wrenching gzeira. Rotzalomar. And therefore, look, keep reading. The what? Kilyoni Naim is it's a metaphor. It's like a metaphor of what?
Your eyes are drenched in.
Yeah, yeah. It's saying that you're totally enthralled. Wrong word, enthralled. Distraught. Just distraught with the sadness. Okay. What's a lomar? Ruyim. Go ahead.
What's a lomar? Ruyim.
You see that? So therefore, it's roi li tabel b'chol yom v'sha'ah, every single day, because every single day this gzera is happening. Okay, keep going. Now we look at this beautiful diuk he makes within the Rashbam. Now v'zot ha'gzera. Go ahead, Yitzchak. Sisu ita. Good. Keep reading, Oscar. This gzeira is what? is hinted to in the pasuk, which the Rashbam quotes, "Sisu itam masot kol amitabeh aleha." Yeah, well, how is that hinted? V'hava leilomar. You see it, Sam? You want to show it to him? It's three lines from the bottom, or four, depending on it. Nope. One line up. V'hava leilomar. Sisu masos. Lashavar? What should have been the proper terminology in the pasuk? Be happy for all the people that did what? That mourned in the past. Sisu itamasos klasher hitablu lashavar. Or O Havale Lememar. Or it should have said what? Le'ati lavo, in the future. That what? Avail, comma. Or should have said in the future that anybody who is mourning now will be happy in the future. But now, how was the pasuk framed in Yeshayahu? Both of them in the present. Avahashta the kamar v'shneim lashon hoveh. Sisu ita masos kol hamitablim aleha. Zeu kasha. That's difficult. El ha-korchach explains the Chatam Sofer. Remez ha-gzeira, that it's happening every single day. Shechol yom vayom. Ubein avelut. Ubein sason. Va'avelut va'asason shnehem havim. They're both concomitant. Okay? That you're there. That you're both happy. But you also have the avelut. Why? You have the avelut because there's a gzera happening concurrently. Okay, namar shaloli tabel klal ef shar. Shekvar nigzera gzera. Sisu ita masos. So we have three. I'm finishing up in 1 minute. I have three interpretations so far. Shekvar nigzera gzera. One of the Rashash, one of the Marshah, now beautifully of the Chassam Sofer, that literally it's happening every single day. The one thought for you to know about is that this Rashbam, I think, is also very important because of what I told you, that the Chiyuv Avelos, it might be, as we're going to talk about different types of Zeichel Mikdash starting tomorrow. Clearly, this Zeichel Mikdash that we're talking about Avelos. As I told you, the context had to do with Nechama. I'll just give you one example. Who knows here about Shabbat Chazon, right before Tisha B'Av? Does everyone know that in Ashkenaz shuls, what do? Right? How's that not a problem? Isn't that considered Avelos B'Farhesya on Shabbos? How do you do that? One second. How do you do that? Number two, there's a whole machlokas between the Ramah and the Vilna Gaon where they wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbat Chazon also. Okay, again, according to the opinion that says you don't wear Shabbos clothes, it's crazy. It's Avelos B'Farhesya. What's going on? The answer is, based on this Rashbam, that it might be that the Avelos that we're talking about, at least according to this Rashbam, is an Avelos of a Necham. There's an Avelos, a total Avelos, which was the simple pshat that we talked about, the Chassam Sofer, the Avelos of the Marsha, that says you're totally distraught. Okay? That's the Zeichel Avelos I want you to remember from this Gemara, Shekvar Nigzer Gzera, the Eif Shar Loli Tabel Kolikar, Vadai Tzarich Li Tabel, and you have to remember now, Siman Tov Kuf Samech, based on these Prushim, nowadays, people do it in their house. I mentioned in my Purim Suda, the fascinating Nafkamino, between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chayev Inish Libesume. The Ramah says, Chayev Adam Yoter Meher Gelo. The Shari Tshuva quotes the Rabbi Yaakov Emden that says that according to the one who says you should get drunk, then you wouldn't have to do a Zecher for the Avelos. Because you got drunk, you're not going to really think about it. Dafka, if anything, I think for the Ramah, it makes a lot more sense since the whole idea of the holidays to remember about Yerushalayim. But the bottom line is hopefully we'll walk out of this Gemara with a one clear source now of Zecher LeMikdash of Avelos She'Yefshar LeItabel Kol Ikar. If you'll remember what I told you about the Rashbam, that there is a different type of Avelos called an Avelos of Nechama versus the classical Avelos, that's a Chakira. You can like it. If you don't remember it, that's fine also. Tomorrow, please God, we'll continue and we will see the comparison of the Sugya in Sukkah and in Rosh Hashanah and start doing Rishonim about different types of Zecher LeMikdash and to see brachos and different weird hanhagas that we have nowadays, getting to Sfiras HaOmer, and then eventually on Tuesday and Wednesday, talking about Korech, which also has to do Zecher LeMikdash. Have a good day. Amen.